what might you call the houses or buildings these prostitutes hang out?
I call them house and area too.
Okay, would you call anything else?
Whole houses, prostitute houses. The house with the red light on. Oh, it's another one, isn't it? Oh, a transit house.
Okay.
I think that's it. As much as I can think, you know, the names that they give.
Okay, what do you call, like, the managers of prostitutes?
Pimps. Mm-hmm. I don't have any respect for them either.
I wouldn't know what a pimp looks like.
You can very well identify a pimp. Because you're always flashing, cool car, you know. You see a car highly dressed up with something that you wouldn't see on a normal, ordinary car. Mm-hmm. I would identify them as a pimp. But it don't necessarily have to be true because, in all cases, you can't judge a book by the looks of the cover. Mm-hmm. But I ain't gonna take a chance and open that book.
Okay. How about the person that would work in the house? I mean, would you call that a pimp too?
You mean the person who's like collecting the money or whatever? No, I'd call him a desk clerk or manager, you know? But a pimp, excuse me. You asked me about what you call them, right? I'll call them managers. I think what the pimp does, he drives around and make contact with the ladies. Because I saw one day on 60 Minutes on TV, and it was showing you, you know, the operations of a pimp. How they would go out and make contact with a woman or make X number of dollars. He commenced to be knocking and carrying on and say, excuse me.
Go ahead. What would be your definition, or what would you see as a definition for the term drunk? I mean, would that be anybody that gets boozed up, or would it be just somebody that's always boozed up, or somebody at a party that gets schnockered, or?
You mean use the word drunk?
Yeah.
A person who gets boozed up, anytime, at a party, at home, that loses control of all of his faculties. And to me, I think that's an excuse, because a lot of people use that as an excuse to do what they want, what they've been wanting to do for the longest. To me, it's a scapegoat. Like someone going from this myth that, hey, I didn't know what I was doing, hey, I didn't know what I was saying. And to me, that's nothing but a bunch of lies. You see?
Cop-out or something?
It's a cop-out. See, really, like somebody say, you know, like all of a sudden I hold a gun over your head and I'm dead drunk and I blow your brains out. I didn't know what I was doing. Bull skate. I can't deal with that. Ain't no way in hell you and nobody else gonna tell me that they don't know what they've been doing. They've been knowing what they've been doing, what they're doing all the time. But the lick is just like that. Go ahead and do it. Go ahead and do it. You know, you're feeling it cheerio.
Okay. Is it strange between somebody's called, that you call somebody a derelict and a drunk?
A derelict?
Mm-hmm.